Hello everybody and welcome to the Dorsey Wright video. I'm Ian Saunders.
And I'm Eric McArdle.
And it is Monday, September 16th. A lot of market action that we're seeing going on here this morning. After a few weeks of the kind of risk on sentiment and returning to the market, seeing some interesting things going on there this morning. Specifically, outside of the equities, more on the commodity side. There are a couple charts that we were taking a look at. The first one would be crude oil with some uncertainty in the Middle East area there this weekend. We saw the price of crude oil spike up quite a bit here, moving higher up to 61 on an intraday basis here, at least on Monday. And that is going to cause some changes there on the point and figure chart. We saw crude oil actually break through to a positive trend last week, and that upwards movement has been continued. The taking it up to 61 would actually break through two separate spread triple tops there on the default chart, and that would be CL forward slash. So breaking through resistance level at 58 and then through further resistance there at 60, moving higher to that level there at 61. So we'd seen this begun over the past week or two, really, and that continuation, that big spike, is definitely a significant move there on the default chart, CL forward slash. And then on another side that we're looking at as well, some more positive movement that we were seeing in commodities really up until this week had been in the chart of gold, GC forward slash. We'd seen that chart reach a match its all-time high there, or its near-term high, multi-year high, at 1560 there earlier this month, and then reversed down to initiate what looked like a shakeout pattern. And so a shakeout pattern would be several consecutive buy signals, moves down, gives a quick sell signals, and that would be a bullish pattern to move in as those bearish would be shaken out of the position, right? But then that chart actually reversed down on Friday as well to form a second consecutive double bottom at 1500. So we're seeing that support level hold at least at this point, trading around that 1505 threshold here, but definitely some interesting changes on that commodities front. And we might see that change a little bit of things if you're looking at the asset class group scores rankings. Those rankings are going to rank all the 135 different kind of asset classes that we look at here on the platform, and we've consistently seen the, at least on the energy side of things, those groups down towards the lower end of the rankings, beneath your domestic equity, your cash position there, down really in the bottom 10 of the rankings. And with the spike that we've seen in crude oil, this kind of followed through with some improvement over the past week or so. You might see some of those scores change. That might change some of the things, like potentially maybe even bringing that money market percentile rank down a little bit. But those are developments that we can continue to wait for, but definitely a point to watch out for as we await further developments.
Absolutely. And, you know, a couple of other things, we've gotten updates all across the market today. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a Fed meeting this week, you know, middle of the week. The expectation based on the CME Fed Watch tool, which you can find online, has about a 65% probability of a 25 basis point rate cut. And this is interesting given that, of course, you know, on a week-by-week basis, it seems like you get different data coming out indicating different things in the economy, different things in the market. And when you look at the chart for TYX, the U.S. Treasury 30-year yield, or TNX, the 10-year yield, both of these have recently returned to buy signals and rallied pretty sharply. So you've got the 30-year at 2.3%, coming off a low of 1.925% from earlier this month. Additionally, on the 10-year, that's rallied to 1.9, coming off a low of 1.45. So really interesting to see the yield market rebound even with this rate cut expectation. And as a result of these yields moving higher, you've seen some of the bank stocks benefit from this. You know, mm-hmm. Most recently we saw a big name that many of you at home are following, JP Morgan Chase, which is a perfect five for fiver on our system, broke a spread quadruple top at 120 to mark following a second consecutive buy signal, and setting a new all-time high. So seeing strength there, which is then, you know, relayed over into the KBE Bank ETF, which did just return to a positive trend. And if you look at a smaller bank ETF, so this would be your regional bank ETF, KBWB, You know, this has also done extremely well on the month. Second consecutive buy signal, testing overhead resistance at 53, but rallying about 8% last week. So really interesting to see, you know, even with that rate cut expectation, you know, yields moving higher. Mm-hmm. And as a result, the banks, which are heavily driven on those yields, prospering as well. So interesting on that front. And I know you and I have spent some time looking at the asset class group score page to see, okay, what happens when value starts to come back up, right? And the banks are part of value in a sense. Mm-hmm. They're kind of a blend, but oftentimes value as they're paying dividends, right? And if you look on the page, the asset class group score page on the Dorsey Wright platform and sort by US styles, you can go in and see large, mid, small, and micro cap, mm-hmm. and then value, blend, and growth. And as we touched on last week, large cap value, the highest score direction from an average fund score perspective, and scoring a 3.69 right now. So seeing some improvement in the value camp. That's not to say it's overtaken growth at this point, but you know, something that is certainly worth mentioning. And as we've seen some of the BPs move up, you know, it just goes to lend additional participation to this market, right? We've had a lot of back and forth in the last month, mm-hmm. but I think it's good to see participation from not only the growth side, but also blended value.
Absolutely. I would definitely agree with that. And when we're looking at that participation, right, I mean, we're seeing the major indexes kind of reaching either at or near all-time highs after last week as well. The mm-hmm. S&P 500 SPX reached that 30-20 intraday level there last week, matching that high there from July. Maybe a little bit of a pullback here today, but not even enough yet to cause it to reverse down into a column of X's, at least on the default chart on our platform here yet. The Dow DJ AIA on our platform has pulled back a little bit on that default chart. Didn't quite reach that high last week. It got up to 27,300. Pulled back a little bit here, but again, we're looking at multiple consecutive buy signals on both of those default charts. Even if it's a slight pullback there from that high, that's a normal relationship between supply and demand that we're continuing to see play out. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned there as well some of those technical indicator reports there. Now, those can be found under asset allocation and then technical indicator report. And we've seen some consistent follow through on those as well. We saw earlier the S&P 500 and the NDX 100, those bullish percent charts reversed up a couple weeks ago. Saw some follow through from the BP NYSE there after that. And then there's been some other recent developments there as well. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, in addition to the large caps reversing up into X's, we had the BP for the mid caps and the small caps move mm-hmm. up. And then, you know, most recently, as of the close for Friday, so the 13th of September, we had BP for all US stocks reverse up into X's at 42 mm-hmm. on the chart. So, you know, again, just kind of the final exclamation point on this rally for domestic equities across all size categories, which mm-hmm. that's a good sign, you know, mm-hmm. in my opinion. You want to see that across the board. It gives you some conviction in your domestic equity allocation, which is going to mirror what the indicators are telling you on DALI and asset class group scores, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, absolutely. The same story, but maybe a little bit more on a shorter to intermediate term mm-hmm. front.
And from that longer term perspective, what are some other indicators we might be looking out for? Well, one of those on that technical indicators reports page would be the PTNYSE, so the positive trend for the New York Stock Exchange. And that's a measurement of the securities in the NYSE that are trading above their bullish support line, so in that longer term positive trend. And the expectation would be that you would see the BPs reverse up and move higher, stocks would move to buy signals before you see the PT charts swing higher as well. Then stocks need to be on buy signals to move to positive trends. So that PT NYSE chart is another chart we look at for continued follow through. And we actually saw that chart move higher recently as well. Not enough quite yet for a reversal, but it is now within 1% of reversal back up into X's, at least based upon Friday's movement there. So mm-hmm. another point to watch out for, it's PTNYSE is the ticker for that indicator there.
Absolutely.
And so with that, there's obviously a fair amount of things going on in the market this week. Looking forward to the Fed decision or what that decision might be this coming Wednesday, I believe, if that's right. So we'll continue to keep you up to date with everything going on in the markets and the report and these videos and the podcast. But we also have some upcoming events that we want to bring to your attention as well. Specifically looking at the second week in November is our upcoming fall 2019 Point and Figure Institute here in Richmond, Virginia. So that is going to be a 2.5-day event, so a half-day session on Wednesday, and then sessions on Thursday and Friday here in Richmond. Sign-ups for that are ongoing and are filling up quite quickly.
Yep.
So if you're interested in coming, definitely a point to watch, to look for there. You can take a look at that registration information in the Daily Equity Report from either Friday, or it will be in there again today.
Yep, and what a great way to not only get to meet us, right, but network with other Dorsey Wright subscribers, learn about how they're using the tools and the indicators and the models in their practice. And, you know, it's just a great, great atmosphere, always a lot of energy.
Absolutely.
So we really encourage you, if you haven't been before, check it out. We'd love to have you in our wonderful hometown of Richmond.
Perfect. And then in terms of other kind of workshop or learning experiences, we have a webinar that's coming up here this week. Or next week, actually, excuse me, on next Thursday, that's going to be looking at some of the matrix-based models that we have on the platform. So last week, Erica took part in two wonderful webinars that were looking at the FundScore method models, FSM models, as well as the Team Builder tool, both of which we do have replays available for. So make sure to take a look at those on the site if you have not done so already. But next week, we will be looking at how to use the matrix tool on the platform, and then highlight as well some of the new stock models that we have, specifically looking at the NDX model and the blue chip growth model that are now available there on the platform.
Great. Terrific. Well, I know I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
So it'll be nice for you to present, and I get to kick back and watch.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Well, with that, we thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next week.